Good evening. My name is Terrence Cuckman. I appreciate this opportunity to speak to the committee again. I've introduced myself in the past as a resident of Concord living on the right-of-way. I've also introduced myself as a former second lieutenant in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I presented a scenario last week that basically said the threat is clear and present, especially when we're talking about 250-foot right-of-ways in secluded, unsecured areas where you've got a crowded right-of-way with two 115 kV lines and a 345 kV line. To me, that's a clear and present danger. I'm also speaking to you as someone who's working for a transformer service company. We maintain, we service, we test transformers, substations. On occasion, we're presented with transformers that were subjected to terrible through faults. They explode, and we do, and we host, and we conduct failure analysis on those transformers. Recently with Siemens and other power generators, trying to understand root causes for these failures. So I am keenly familiar with what can happen with through fault errors. As an engineer, I said that we're trained to build bridges and blow them up if we need to. And to the average engineer, blowing these poles together from the 115 kV services to the 345 kV service, we can do it in our sleep. And it's incumbent, I'm speaking to the committee especially, it's incumbent upon you that in that given scenario, ask the question, are the breakers and the switch gears that protect the transformers, are they robust enough to take such a shock? Are the relays responsive enough to protect the rest of the grid when such an event happens? I have some real concerns about that. Our engineer here from Eversource claimed that he really didn't have the wherewithal to give an honest answer as to whether or not the code, the National Electric Safety Code, was going to be violated. And frankly, I look at codes, and when I'm looking at the terrorist attitude out there, I'm sure that the towers in New York met every single code, except the one that might have specified that they should withstand two airplanes knocking them down. We're looking at these towers. When I bought my property 20 years ago, it was a benign, simple right-of-way. Two 115 kV services, no problem. On wooden towers, let me just recap briefly. In 2007, I got a letter from Northeast Utilities saying, oh, by the way, we're going to be tearing down your wooden posts on the eastern boundary, and we're going to push them out 25 feet. In 2010, Northern Pass was coming with eminent domain threatened. How'd that work out? In 2013, Northern Pass was coming. The DOE had scoping meetings, draft environmental impact statements. They were conflated. All those questions, those hundreds of questions that we asked were conflated so that they were incomprehensible. And then they were summarily dismissed because they were incomprehensible. In 2015, here we go again. In August, there was an epiphany. Forward New Hampshire, amazing. We will bury 52 additional feet, another minute, please. We will bury additional 52 miles, and that will be good. New Hampshire's share of the savings, $80 million a year. Pardon my Lewis Black moment. $80 million for the state of New Hampshire really translates to 1.2 million people receiving a pizza pie, pepperoni, per month. That's what it really amounts to for a family of three. And if they make the trip, they won't be able to sit down and have enough to pay for the tip for delivery or service. But in any case, my concern is that it is disgraceful, and it's not fooling anybody. They will kick and claw to keep the power lines on the right-of-way because you refuse to bury it down 93. We get it. We really do. Why pay scratch to the state of New Hampshire when you can run it down your right-of-way and not pay a nickel? I feel bad for Mr. Quinlan. I really do. You've probably heard of the Greek god Atlas, who's holding up the world right now. He was a titan who rebelled against Zeus, and he was sent to hold up the world. Well, he must be looking at Mr. Quinlan now and saying, it must suck to be you. You're going through all this for a bonus you're not supposed to get.
Mr. Cuckman, please wrap up or come back at the end.
I could go on at the risk of sounding repetitive, and that's okay, because repetition is the key to adult learning, as I have said before. So I will say to the committee, just in brief, you have three choices. You can either accept the application as it is, you can reject it as it is, or you can accept it with exception and have that exception be bury all of it. I thank you for your time.